Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So, what do you do if you need to take pictures, you need to take videos of your crochet, but the lighting just isn't doing it? What if you can't get the setup you need and get the photos that are going to make your crochet really stand out? It's all well and good me saying that you need to have a really good picture of your crochet, but occasionally life just goes against us. And I've been battling this problem this week. So I've got a new design. It's a pattern for a shawl. I've been trying to get it out since before Christmas, and the only thing stopping me is pictures. Nothing's going my way. So for this shawl, really ideally, I need pictures of it being worn, and it's a spring shawl. It's a lacy thing, and really I want pictures of it showing it being worn with a dress, outside, nice sunny day, and get that spring vibe from it. The problem is, it's the middle of winter. I'm in the UK. It's freezing cold. It is not the weather for wearing short-sleeved or strappy dresses. The weather is miserable. It's not really raining, it's that drizzly stuff. And even today, recording this podcast, I've had to get all the lights on, and the lighting still ain't great, but it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and, well, the sun all day just hasn't broken through the cloud. I can't even take pictures in this. It's really bad. But all of this has been conspired against me, that I haven't been able to get pictures of this shawl for weeks. I've got pictures that will do. They're not nearly good enough. But I'm going to publish the shawl pattern anyway, because really I need to publish it now for it to be on people's radar, ready for when they're thinking about making stuff for spring. How can I get away with this? I can and I can't. I can in that I've got an established audience. I've got an established customer base who will see this and go, not the usual, but okay, I know the patterns are, you know, it's my thing, it's going to be written well, I'll go for it. But new people who are not familiar with me or my brand will go, ooh, that doesn't look very professional, and they'll go and buy. So I can only get away with this with my established customer base. It's not going to attract anyone new unless they look past the photos where it's being worn and just look at the close-ups. Because I've got the close-ups, I managed to get those. I haven't got it being worn. I haven't got the pictures that I can really show it off. If you're struggling to get the right pictures, as long as you give an explanation along with it. So when I publish this, I'll be explaining to, you know, my audience why the pictures are like they are. You can get away with it with that explanation to an existing audience, but you're not going to attract anyone new with the photos the way they are. You do need fabulous looking photos. Your photos do the majority of your selling for you when you're selling online. And you can't get away from that in the end. I will be retaking these photos as soon as the weather cooperates and getting those out there. But if you're struggling, then you've got to get creative. So because I know I'm only going to get this to work with my established audience, I'll be putting it out with an explanation explaining why the photos are so terrible. But it comes with the expectation this pattern is not going to do as well now. It's not going to do as well selling now as it would if I waited. But if I waited, it's not going to build up the traction it would inside the selling platform. So I sell on Ravelry, on Etsy, Lovecraft Designers. it takes a while for the SEO to kick in and for the sites to get what it's about. So I can do that and get it listed, get it out. It won't launch very well, but by the time spring comes round, I can get the new photos up and it'll have been there for a little while and it'll have, the sites will know what this pattern is about and can serve it in search results. It's not an ideal circumstance, but I can make it work for me. How can you get these things to work for you? It depends. If you've not got an established audience, you're going to struggle with pictures that aren't great. No, if you look through pictures on the sites like Etsy, Ravelry, Shopify, the ones that sell well have great pictures. Items of crochet that don't have great pictures don't sell so well. That's just the way online marketing works. Pictures are everything because it's the only thing the buyer has to go on. They may look past that and look at your reputation, look at reviews and go, okay, the pictures aren't great, but the reviews are really good. Maybe I'll take a chance. But you are then speaking to a declining audience. Your photos are the way in. Your photos show how professional you are, what kind of brand you are. It really does give the first impression, and first impressions really do count. But we can struggle to get these pictures. We've got to get creative. So, what could I do to get pictures? If I didn't have an established audience, there are photo swap groups. So on Facebook, there are groups where you can exchange an item for a professional picture. So you could go there. You are going to have to give up your crochet. You won't get it back. You are essentially, instead of paying cash, you are paying in your crochet. You'll exchange it with a. Some of them are professional photographers who want to build up a portfolio. Some of them are very good amateurs who basically trade their photos for items. So they might not be able to make it as a professional, might not want to, but they know they can gain in a different way. And so you get this exchange going on. There are groups like that exist. So you can do it that way. You pay with your crochet, you get the pictures back. And I do believe these sites, these groups are moderated. So if someone doesn't deliver, they get blacklisted. You know, trades like this, there's always a risk. But that's a way to do it. Another way could be, do you have a family member or a friend that can help out? Do they have a nice corner in their house that you can take photos against so you've got a nice backdrop? Do they have really good lighting? Because especially modern homes, they tend to have really good bright lighting these days. I'm in an older house. I don't have the light fittings to pull that off. So, yeah, this video is looking murky because of it. I've got daylight bulbs fitted and I still can't brighten up. The fact that I've got bright yellow walls doesn't help either. But, you know, there are ways to get around it. Ask for help, look for help. If you can get outdoors, that is a great way. But with a spring shawl in the middle of winter, I'm going to freeze. And I'm not the type of freezing. I get cold far too easily, and I'd rather wait. But if you're willing to suffer for your art, then that is also an option. Just get outside, brave it for a few minutes, and get the photos. And people do that. They absolutely do that. It just depends on if you're willing or not. But in the end, you do need good photos. I will have to replace the photos that I'm missing. I am going to have to kind of suck up the hit to begin with, because I just want to get this pattern out there now. It's been sitting, waiting for too long. I'm just done. But I know that's going to come with that my sales on launch are going to be far lower than usual, because the photos just aren't that good. But I've decided that's worth this thing sitting around and driving me nuts, because it's like a worm going around my brain right now and it's driving me crazy. I need it off my plate. I need it to go. And you have to a decision to make. You can launch something with not so good photos and replace them later with the expectation that something isn't going to do so well. But that can also have the effect of when you do get better photos, someone who's been looking at it for a while and going, should I? Shouldn't I? I don't know. The photos are great. I'm not entirely sure what I'm getting. When you replace them, they go, oh, actually, that is exactly what I wanted. And so they'll buy. It is a way of promotion. It's certainly not a recommended way to promote your crochet. But if you are temporarily stuck and you know you can do better with your photos later, and like me, it's a weather problem, and you just need the season to change, you can do it as long as the photos are released with an explanation to your audience. So I will be explaining it on in my Facebook group, on Substack, in newsletter. I'll even put it in the Ravelry listing that this is why the photos are the way they are. Because I want that to be explained. I don't want people, new people who have never encountered my brand before, thinking that that's what I usually do. Now, the photos will still be edited. The shawl will still be shown the way I intended. It's just not going to be in that spring dress outside, bright sunshine. It's going to be inside with a long sleeve top and just trying to show it off to the best in those circumstances. Photos really aren't what I wanted. They're not horrendous, but they're just really not what I wanted to show it off to its best. No, I'm not kidding anyone. They're bad. They're not great at all. I'm not happy with them. I'm really not happy with them, but at the minute, circumstances are just completely against me. I'm just looking outside now and it's 3 in the afternoon and I haven't seen the sun all day. It's just that blanket cloud where it just feels like it's dark all day. You can't take pictures in this. Not unless you've got a really good lighting setup. So unless you've got access to a professional photography studio, the weather really does go against you in these things. But you either have to get creative and borrow someone else's setup, sit on things for a while and don't launch, or launch with not so good photos with the explanation and replace them with better photos later. That's really your only options. At some point, you've got to have really good photos. There is no substitute with selling on the internet. You can explain and describe your crochet till the end of days, but that explanation, that description, is not going to replace a fabulous photo that shows your crochet off to its best. Online shopping is reliant on those photos. You've got to get them. There is zero substitute. So one way or another, you've got to find a way to do it. You've got to find a setup that works. You can shell out for a professional photographer, which is going to cost a fortune. You can trade in Facebook groups. There are groups for that exist. So you can use those. They are moderated. Some of them are moderated, so I would definitely look for a moderated group rather than one that isn't, because then you've got a far better chance of getting the results that you need. Or see if a friend or family's house has a really bright spot, if they've got really good lighting. See if you can borrow their space for a little bit to take those photos. But you got to get them. Zero substitute for really good photos. There's no reason why you can't get these photos on your phone. I take all mine on my phone. And I edit them in Canva. And that is more than good enough. It's not going to be a problem with your camera on your phone. It's a weather problem. It's a lighting problem. It's a prop problem. It's a being able to get the setup shots that you want. But at the end of the day, there's no way around it in the end. You've got to get those fabulous looking pictures of your crochet in order to get those sales. I'm going to be releasing my pattern with not so great photos, and I don't even need to wait for the result. I know it's not going to sell as well with dodgy photos, but I will replace them later. But I want to get it out there. That's a decision only you can make. You can wait or go ahead. I'm going ahead, but that's because it's driving me nuts not having this out there. But that is a decision that is entirely yours to make. There is no right or wrong answer to this conundrum, but no substitute for good photos. There never is. So if you've had any thoughts about this, please do let us know. But if you haven't seen yet, I'm now on Substack. So you can subscribe to free there for regular marketing tips for your crochet and how to make money from your crochet and all different tips surrounding that. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.